The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show, hour number two, and we usually begin each hour with our impact segment, but actually I have an in-studio guest for the entire hour. Let me read a message I received earlier today. This is one of many I've gotten over the last couple of weeks, and then I'll introduce my guest. Hello, Mr. Sontag. My name is Marina. I am Armenian and Christian. I'm a big fan of your talk show. My country needs more Christians to speak up. We need help, please. Is there anything you can do to talk about it on your show, please? ISIS and Turkey are killing Armenians. God bless you and thank you for taking your time to look into the matter. Marina. Now, let me say this. Over the last couple of weeks, I've made mention to what's going on. I've prayed on the air. And many of you have emailed me. Please do something about this. Please talk about us on your radio program. So my in-studio guest, if you listen to KKLA at all, he's been a longtime supporter. Noble Jewelers in Monrovia is his vocation, but he also, maybe not even secretly, he's a pastor as well. At least he knows the gospel, and if you go into Noble Jewelers, you'll surely walk out knowing Jesus is Lord. So I've asked Albert Chukwudaryan to come in the studio and talk about this very troubling issue. Albert, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Frank.
Now, we talked about a week ago, and you're very upset and very angry about what's going on. And what I told you off the air, I do want to take calls.
Sure.
For those of you listening, I want to acknowledge you, those of you in the Armenian community that are concerned and want to call in. We're going to take some calls as well. But Albert, share a little bit about what we talked about and what's going on right now in Armenia.
It's extremely sad what's going on right now. As I told you before, which you don't agree, I think personally it's 1915 all over again. This is not about land. This is about Christianity. I can't emphasize enough how sad this thing is. First of all, the unfairness of it. You're talking about 2 million population against 100 million population. That's number one. Number two, Nagorno-Karabakh is the name they came up with. That's called Artsakh, and it's been Artsakh for 7,000 years. Stalin, when he was the head of communism and he decided to make Soviet Union, he just looked at the paper according to the population. He gave the land to Azeri. Azerbaijan, as we speak, it's 92 years old nation. They're not even a nation. They're people. You got 82 million Turkish Muslim supporting Azerbaijan for a land which 95% of the population is Armenian. There is over 800 churches there. And as we speak, 2 days ago, they bombed the church. Okay? It's very sad. What's going on? It hurts me. For 3 weeks, I haven't slept. And what hurts me most, all the Christian nations in the world, they're turning their head the other way. They're not looking at this. We have kids because of our population. They're 16, 17 years old. They haven't even seen life. They're willing to go defend their land. And it's not enough. We're against 100 million people. They're literally getting ISIS and Muslim extremists to fight against us. And the Christian, where are the Christian nations? You know, Christianity and Armenia is very important. For the listeners, I want to explain how Armenia is important in Christianity. First of all, we are the first nation in the world accepted Christianity. The translations of the Bible of 5.2 Greek to Aramaic, one Armenian. And probably the listeners don't know this. Two of the apostles, they came to Armenia, they preach, and they're even buried in Armenia. And I'm going to take it a little bit further. Mount Ararat is Armenia. And after Noah's Ark, Ararat is the beginning of the mankind, right? And it started from Armenia. Ararat, the real name of Ararat is Armenia, the highlands of Armenia. And we are descendant of the Noah, the great-great-grandson, which his name was Haig. And the nation Hai, we call ourselves Hai, and the high land, which is Hayastan. We have churches there. They go back 1,300 years. And literally today, they're bombing those churches. I'm not going to sit and accept the fact Karabakh is theirs. It's ours. It's been ours for 7,000 years. It's the foundation of humanity. It's in the Bible, for God's sake. It mentions in the Bible the name Ararat. The Christianity, and people don't know this also. A lot of people from U.S., they go to Jerusalem. They don't ask themselves, oh, the Jews, they have nothing to do with the churches. They go visit all the churches. Who runs those churches for 2,000 years? Is the Greek and the Armenians. With the Armenians, we are also, people don't know this, the Aramaic, the Coptic and the Ethiopian and the Armenians are four sister churches. The translation of the Bible, all the letters put together, one part, 20% of it, was from the Armenian language. You know, I can understand the nations, the Christian nations, especially the Europeans, how important that land is. It's a Mecca of the Christianity. The apostles are buried there. I saw personally a video two days ago, right where Artsakh is today, and went through a church. It was built 1201. So when Azerbaijani was there, they lived in that church as a house, and they burned fire, wood fire, and it was all dark, so they couldn't see any of the paintings in the wall. And then, apparently, this family got well off. They built the house next to it, and they used that church as a farm. 3 years ago, we got scientists and restorer people come from France, Germany. We restored everything, and they found out that church was 1,200 years old. It's amazing to let this land go, and the unfairness. Where is the Christianity? Where is the Christianity nation? No wonder you get all these emails. It's not about Armenia or land. It's about the Christianity. If you look at the history, Alexander the Great was stopped by one nation. It was the Armenians. Urartu. This is what we called. The Mount Ararat itself is the land of Hayastan. And we got our name from immediately from great-great son of Noah. This is how far we go. You know, I hate to tell you, we have a cognac in Armenia, which is 104 years old, and it's older than Azerbaijan. And they claim it's their land. 95% of the population is Armenian. Okay? Okay, let's do this, Frank. If that land is there, what about the Turkish people got our land in Turkey? They massacred 1.5 million Armenians. They wiped 80% of the population of the foundation of Christianity. Okay? Let's bring that up. Okay? We were populated there, and they forced us out. And you know what was sad? People don't know this. When Hitler became about to conquer the world, he had one ally. And I hate to tell you that one ally was Turkey. And he's doing the same thing what Hitler is doing. Look at him. He wants to go to Greek. Oh, all of a sudden, he invaded Greece. Okay? And it's okay. He took half of it. It's okay for him to do that. He's not doing good with Libya. He's not doing good in France. Okay? Same thing in Lebanon. He's fighting against Iran and Russia. And people are ignoring this dictator. He's a dictator. He is exactly like Hitler. He wants to bring the Ottoman Empire again. It's not going to happen.
Let me reintroduce you. Albert Chikadarian is my guest. By the way, if you want to call in, and if you have thoughts, if you want to share, if you want to talk to Albert, the phones are wide open. 888-528-2557. Many of you have emailed me over the last couple of weeks. Frank, are you going to talk about what's going on in Armenia? I've made mention on the air. I've even prayed. But we want to focus this entire hour and take calls if you want to voice your views as well. Albert is here for the entire hour. 888-528-2557. Now, let me point listeners, because the majority of radio listeners will never call in, but they're out there. You have a website. I want to give out the domain website address in a moment.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this website that you've set up and what it does.
Okay. Other than the jewelry work, I have a small organization, 10 people. We're not humongous. We're called American Armenian Businessman Coalition. We are extremely active right now. Within a month, if I tell you I slept 24 hours, I'll be lying to you. There is a lot of families from Artsakh. They lost their homes. They lost their husbands. They lost their kids. Their house is ruined. The clothes off their back, they came to Armenia. So what we're doing with my group is we take those people, we go rent homes, rooms even. We can't let them on the street. So we get the families into homes. We make sure they get food. Like yesterday, we released some money. There's kids 2, 3, 4 years old. And we made sure they got some toys to get their mind off of what's going on. You know, for a family to lose everything, to come out and all the way come to Armenia with no hope for tomorrow. They lost their husbands, their kids. Okay? At least we give them a little bit of comfort. ABC, we're focusing right now on those families. 2 weeks ago, we made sure there was difficulty of water for our soldiers. And they're not much, by the way. They're like 20-to-1 odds. We made sure we got 6,000 liters of water to the front line. And I hate to mention this on the radio, but I'm going to admit it. I'm Christian. I can't lie. I'm a smoker. So I made sure there was 3,000 pack of cigarettes to the soldiers. And I know it's bad for the health, but you know what? They need the comfort. We have another 5,000 sleeping bags going next week. believe it or not, the soldiers asks us for sneakers bar. So we made sure we sent 500 of them. I mean, we're trying our best, and we're doing some raffles. We're giving away gold coin, and this is out of the ABC pocket, and all proceeds is going to go to Armenia. You know, in my thinking, I would love to go to war there, but I don't think they're going to take me. I'm 60 years old. But I'm dying here. My heart is so broken. I can't do even, I want to do more than this. But people tell me we're doing enough. As we speak, we just got contacted. There is more people came in, about 500 of them. There's more organization. Now we're contacting other organizations here in diaspora to help us out. It's all about Armenians, and it's all about, you know, preserving Artsakh is very important to the Armenian. Because if you look at the history, throughout the history, the land, the Armenian land grew so big. From this day, Istanbul, to all the way to Baku. And then we lost the land. We were in wars. You look at the history, we never lost Artsakh. Artsakh, if you ask me, it's very, very important for Armenia. Because from Noah until today, we always got Artsakh as a land and as a foundation. As a matter of fact, Grigor, our Grigor Luminator, he came by and he was our first archbishop. We're talking in 301, and then his main church that he was living in and controlling the Christianity, and that church is in Artsakh, okay, as we speak. This is how old Artsakh is. And you know what? I'm going to tell you another story. Our soldiers, a week ago, they saw a soldier wounded, Azerbaijani. Our soldiers picked him up. They made sure he was okay. They called a helicopter, took him to a hospital. They amputated his feet. He's alive. The guy said, I don't want to go back to Azerbaijan. They will kill me. Our government made him legal papers to stay in Armenia and make sure he's well taken care of. But you know what they're doing to our soldiers? They're beheading it. I saw a video, I hate to tell you, 17-year-old soldier, when he's alive, they skinned him alive. This is not human's act. And look at what happened in France. Did you hear in France today? Mm-hmm. In a church, they beheaded a Christian lady. What they're thinking? And you know, before he did that act, what he said? God is great. No God except this. I don't think any God in the world, I don't care what kind of God is it, God would not accept murder. This is what they're doing. This is what we're against. Okay? For them, we're the enemy. It's not about land, Frank. It's never been about land. It's about a religion. And I call on all the nations, whoever is listening right now, as a Christian foundation of this world, everybody has to help us out. Okay? Even Jesus came, lived with us for 33 years. He was very calm. Remember one time he was very upset. You know why? Because they used his father's home as a market. He turned the tables down. Look, they're destroying our churches. We can't let that happen. Okay? I mean, I understand turn the other cheek, but remember, this was 2,000 years ago. Jesus told us this. Now it's different. On name of God, they're beheading people that has nothing to do with the politics. This lady is in the church. She did not do anything. Okay? She's minding her own business. He gets a knife, beheaded. You know why? And you know what he uses? God's name. This is, it has to be stopped. And all the Christian listeners, please, everybody called the representative, your governor. And another personal thing I'm going to put this into. Everybody go to church. Make sure they're not going to shut us off here in U.S. The church is very important, special these days. We need the church. We need the prayers. We need the church doors open. I'm not going to let one person sit in the office and decide the church history and telling us, you know what, that's fine. We wear masks. We go in there. And I don't know if you guys know this. Governor Newsom doesn't, I call him Newsom. He can sue me. I don't care. He said, we can't pray in church. What's next? We can't breathe in church? Everybody call your pastors. We need to do the church and especially pray for the Armenians also. It's very important. It's very unfair. 1 million against 100 million. In 1915, they massacred us because we didn't want to adopt Muhammad.
Yep. These are the Ottoman Turks back in 1915. Let me reintroduce you. And we got calls coming in. And I want to give out the website. So let me share a few things. Albert Chukadarian is my guest. He's Albert from Noble Jewelers. We hear from Albert during the holidays. He makes incredible jewelry. But this is an issue that literally hits at home, literally, when we're talking about Armenian, what's going on. The website, if you'd like to find out more and donate, Albert talked about just a handful of his friends, 10 of them, trying to get supplies and relief to so many people that are being impacted by what's going on right now. The website is aabcfund.org. aabcfund.org if you want to find out more and get involved. And if you would like to call, if you can help, if you want to share the topic at hand, we're talking about what's going right now in Armenia, by which the Azerbaijani-backed Islamic terrorist mercenaries are literally bombing Armenia right now. And we can talk maybe more about why aren't more Christian nations getting involved. Obviously, you're here, you care, this is home, what are we doing, what can we do? A very simple step anybody listening right now can do is go to your website, aabcfund.org, and give. I'll say one last thing, and we'll break and come back with calls and more with Albert. Last night driving home, I made a specific decision to not get on the freeway. I started driving the streets of Glendale because Glendale is heavily populated by Armenians. Flags, people on corners with bullhorns, hundreds of Armenians out sharing, yelling. This is something that's going on. And the question of questions is, what can we do? How can we get people to understand? How can we get people involved? That's the large reason why I had you come in to talk about this. But I want to hear from listeners too. The hundreds of you that have emailed me over the last couple of weeks are going to do something. Here we are. Call the program. Share some concerns you have. But I want to have Albert here for the entire hour. And let's cumulatively do something, whether it's raise awareness, get involved, give it their website, aabcfund.org. But this is going on right now. And needless to say, the mainstream media is not really saying a whole lot about it. Albert Chukadarian is my guest for the hour. We will continue. Your calls are welcome to 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Albert Chukwudaryan is my guest. We're talking about Armenia and what is going on right now. If you don't know, the first nation who accepted Christianity is under attack by Azerbaijan, Turkey, and a bunch of hateful groups. One of my listeners writes, 1915 Armenian genocide took place. Now they're back to finish it off. I urge you to speak up for Christianity, pro-life, and humanitarian crisis that is happening right now. Armenians support this great country and this president, and we need patriots to stand up. So those of you listening right now, I would just say there's two questions. Number one, do we even know about this? That's part of the problem. And maybe we can talk a little bit more with you, Albert, about that. But number two, those of us that do know, what can we do? What can we literally do? If you're Armenian, you're listening to the program, call. We have a line open, 888-528-2557. And Albert and a group of others have set up a website, just putting their nickels together. It's a relief website and other things. Again, the website is aabcfund.org. Is it American Armenian Business?
Coalition.
Coalitionfund.org. aabcfund.org. So before we take calls, you were sharing some things off the air, and I just want to circle back to you. It's undeniable that the Armenian community is pretty united, and especially here in Glendale, like just driving the streets, flags everywhere. Last night driving home at 7:30, people out, bullhorns, hundreds and hundreds of people. What can we do? You're on the radio now. We don't know who's listening. What can we do to do something to address this? And I know that's the question of questions. So let me ask a more specific question. Earlier in the week, I sent you a screenshot. There was over the weekend supposedly a peace agreement that Mike Pompeo and the Trump administration pushed forward. What about that ceasefire? And what about other countries? Are other countries getting involved in this at all?
Well, ceasefire, first of all, is not going to happen. I remember immediately I text you back, it's not going to hold water, and I was right. As I said, the foundation of this problem is not about Artsakh. It was never about Artsakh. By the way, they have a humongous land, which they don't use 60% of their land. Artsakh, it makes no difference to them. Okay? This is about 1915 all over again. I know you don't like to hear that, but it is.
Let me just clarify. What I say is, let's not speak it as if it's done. This is a different time. Now, I'm not saying that's not their intention, but I just don't want to give the enemy more power in our speech than need be. This is a great concern. It can happen again, yes. But let's not speak it as if it is done. That's all I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Exactly. But, Frank, the problem we have right now, each soldiers that we lose, you have to realize they wiped 80% of the population in 1915. In the whole world, there are 6 million Armenians, okay? I can say that's the least population of the nations. We cannot afford any soldier dying right now, okay? We're very peaceful. We have Hayastan, Armenia. It's land of 1,001 churches, okay? We're minding our own business. Artsakh, look. If you ask me, Artsakh is more original than Hayastan land itself. And look at what they did to Mount Ararat. They changed the name. They took it from us in 1915, changed the name. But it did not work. You know why? Because in the Holy Bible mentions Ararat. They couldn't succeed. Ararat is an Armenian name, Armenian alphabet. They cannot make up that name. They didn't succeed. They're doing it again. And it's not enough. This is how fair they are. Azerbaijan, they have problem with Armenia. Fine. Okay, let's fight it out. Now you have a Turkey, 80 million. Come helping them. And that's not enough. You got Al-Qaeda, Syrian Muslim extremists, They're literally from Pakistan. There's a lot of and you know what? I've seen video. If somebody is going to say, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I've seen videos. Those Dutch soldiers on their passport, and it says what nationality they are. I've seen in Lebanon, there was an interview on national TV, Syrian Arab, that he was in a buffer zone where Turkey invaded Syria. There's another issue with Turkey again. He went to that neutral zone. They picked up the young teenagers. They said they promised they're going to give you $2,000 to go fight, okay? And if you don't, we're going to hurt your family here. Those, I have a recording saying, they're keeping us right there. They're keeping us hungry. And our wounded, they're not treated. They're hoping we die so they don't pay our wages. I've heard this, okay? And I speak Arabic, by the way. And you know what they're saying? If we go forward, the Armenians, it's not our fight. If we go back, the snipers of Azerbaijan is shooting us. So they decided to go by the Persian border. And they don't know what's going to happen. Okay? Where is the fairness in this fight?
Let me take a call, if I may. Sure. Elizabeth in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Say hello to Albert Chukwudarian. Elizabeth, thank you for calling.
Hi. Hello, Albert. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So I just wanted to say that I mean, just living in Los Angeles, I definitely have seen what's been going on and how Armenians have been responding to the situation. And like you have mentioned before, not a lot of people were knowledgeable about what's been happening. I think that is extremely important to get the word out. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of just how dangerous the dictator of Turkey is. And it's sort of like what I've heard is that some people were looking at it, and it's just that because they're just not very informed, but people are looking at it as, why should we care? This is a domestic dispute. This is ancient land situation. And you know the famous saying, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's equivalent to what happened in 1939 when Germany took Poland. And people were like, well, why do we care? This is sort of between them, and it's just a domestic dispute. But then look what happened. And Albert, you were mentioning beforehand how Erdogan is similar to Hitler. And unfortunately, I just think that this is a mirror image of what's been happening. And he is extremely dangerous. And the fact that he has been using ISIS to infiltrate a small nation is terrifying. And he has said many times before that he wants to bring back the Ottoman Empire. And he's doing so very Ottoman Empire-like, hence with terrorism, with threats, and even threatening his own people.
Elizabeth, thank you for raising awareness as to what's going on. And here's the question in terms of Elizabeth. Are nations getting involved? Are other nations getting involved?
Well, honestly, I'm very upset with U.S., and I'll tell you why. You know, I was raised here. I love America. You know that. But I'm upset right now. You know, 20 years ago, we have a Minsk group with Russia, U.S., and France. And this is a document that we signed. They should be involved. What's holding them back? I have no clue. U.S., especially U.S., okay, Russia is very unstable. The politics there, we can't understand it. Putin is very hard to target and talk to. But U.S. as a Christian country, you know, our constitution was written based on the Bible. This is a country that every corner there's a church, okay? And turning their head against Armenia, and as far as I'm concerned, not to U.S., the world all over should keep Ararat, Armenia, very safe because it's the foundation of this humanity and Christianity. Where is the blindness going to take us? I have no clue. It's literally, we have eyes, we're seeing, but we're not seeing. Mm. We're hearing, but we're not understanding it. But it's happening. You know, today we got a report. 1,065 soldiers died in Armenia. You take that out of 2 million, that's 2 million, the population. That 2 million, they're not all fighters. You have grandmothers, grandsons, grandfathers. Maybe I'm talking 5,000 soldiers. And every word, in every word rule, when they go to the army, when you're one and only son, you don't go. But in our case, they're going. That means that family lost their heritage, their last name forever. But the diaspora, it's amazing. I'm going to thank every Armenian around the world. I think we're a role model to this world combined, seeing how Armenians, we put our hands together, we back each other up. God bless every Armenian in the world. God bless them.
Albert Chikadarian is my guest. The website to get information, and if you'd like to support a relief effort, if you will, aabcfund.org, aabcfund.org. We have one line open, 888-528-2557, and we will continue with more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Albert Chikadarian is my guest. We're talking about what's going on right now in Armenia, how Turkey and Azerbaijan is bombing, and this is a humanitarian crisis. We're trying to raise awareness. Albert is very angry about this. There are two websites that you can find out more information and actually donate, aabcfund.org, aabcfund.org. Or donate aabc.org. So those are the two sites. We'll make sure and post it on our social media. Albert, we've got a lot of calls. One in particular makes reference to the United Nations. Do we want to acknowledge anything about the United Nations?
Yes. I'm very disappointed at United Nations. United Nations meaning the group of nations, they want to make sure they won't have war, and if they have, they go as a mediator to make peace in that region. Unfortunately, Turkey is the second largest army in United Nations, and he is the aggressor himself. He is in Libya, he is in Syria, he's going into Greece, he's in Iraq, now in Armenia. What the hell he's doing there to begin with? United Nations should kick him out. And you know, this is a very critical information I'm going to give you. He's even using United Nations weaponry, machinery, to hit Artsakh. Shame on United Nations. And I tell you, Germany is backing Turkey up. Because you have 7 million Turkish nationals in Germany as we speak. And remember, 1915, Hitler, number one ally, Turkey. Put the picture together. For some reason, United Nations don't see this, don't see their number one ally that's supposed to make a peace is an aggressor. Well, 3 weeks ago, he went into the Greece claiming he wants the water, he wants the oil. You know what? Greece is another genocide victim like us. People don't know this. In 1915, there was 2.5 million Greek massacred like us. There's also Bulgarian. Okay? This guy is doing exactly 1915 all over again, targeting Armenia, targeting Greece. You know what? Somebody has to stop him.
Let me interrupt. We've got about 3 minutes. Albert Chukwudarian is my guest. There are thousands of people listening right now. We don't know who's listening in particular, obviously. I'll give the website out again in a moment. What would you say to the people that are listening right now? That's partly why I wanted you to come in, because your heart is to at least get the word out. Like, we as the church, the body of Christ, need to understand what's going on and then act. But what would you say to all those listening right now?
I'm going to tell my brothers and sisters, the Christians in the Christian radio, right now, logically, there is no end to this, but my faith, my heart, my soul telling me the victory is Jesus. I please beg you, mention Armenia in your prayers. Open your heart, your arms, and ask Jesus to help the Armenian nations. Because right now, I know as a Christian, the only miracle comes from above. And as a first Christian nation accepted Christianity, and we stood by Jesus, we said no in 1915, and I know Jesus is going to help us. And I think Jesus is with us. I'm begging you, everybody, pray for the Armenian nation, pray for our soldiers, and our Savior is Jesus. He's going to save Artsakh. I believe in that. Please do not forget. It's very hard. Honestly, me personally, I haven't slept for 3 weeks. But Jesus is hope, and that hope comes from Jesus. And I believe it's going to happen, because knock, it shall be open. I've been knocking for 3 weeks. I know Jesus is going to open the door. He's going to help us. He's going to put some sense in this chaos. And with his name, we're going to win. Prayer is the key. I'm asking you to pray for us.
Albert Chukwudarian is, well, his small business is Noble Jewelers in Monrovia. I oftentimes make reference to Albert, if especially you're looking to present a gift to a loved one, Noble Jewelers in Monrovia. But that's not why he's here. He's here to talk about Armenia and what's going on. He and a handful of others have set up a website. In a sense, it's a relief website, aabcfund.org. You can donate at that site too, aabcfund.org. And Albert, we will pray. And I will continue to pray on this program and try to raise awareness. And thank you for loving the Lord so much and for hopefully raising the awareness of the listeners to what's going on right now, because this does have to stop.
It does have to stop.
We will continue. AABCFund.org is the website. This is the Frank Sontag Show.